Hello, hello, everyone. Tamara here, the host of Inside Launch Street podcast, the host of the Everyday Innovators Online Academy, where you get the ongoing tools and support you need to innovate and go further faster, and the creator of the Innovation Quotient Edge Assessment, the only tool that helps you discover your natural innovation strengths. So I had to record up this podcast today, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to do it streaming live onto our Facebook group as well. So, hey, if you're listening to this podcast later and you're not part of our Facebook group, come find us. It's Leadership and Innovation. It's a great group, and you get things like this periodically, among other insights and tools and all that stuff. So I wanted to share a story with you that really led me to a lesson that's going to help you drive innovation. Here's the thing. And one of the reasons we don't get to more innovation is because we are talking too much. We are not paying attention to the world around us because we're too busy putting out into the world. So if you want to drive innovation, I want you to think about speaking less. If you want to drive innovation, you got to be quiet. There is incredible innovation around you. You just shut up a little bit. Let me share a story with you of something that happened in my career that was really eye-opening, that really led me to this. So I don't know how many years ago this was, but I was working with one of the largest cereal makers in the world, and we were trying to figure out how to make cereal portable. So what was happening is at the time is people were going from sit-down breakfast to being in their car, commuting all day. It's like the opposite of 2020, right? It was right before this when we were all more on the go. So we're over here thinking, how do we take this concept of cereal in a box and how do we make it portable? So we set up all these ethnographies. And for those of you not in the marketing world, you would never know what an ethnography is. It is basically where we do research by going into people's homes. So we recruit people that match the right profile of who we think our target audience is. And then we go into their home or their commute or their work, right? Whatever it is that we're doing. And we ask them questions inside the environment where the products would be used. It is so much better than your traditional focus group, which I have a million issues with, but that's not the point of today's topic. So we're recruiting for the cereal. So we recruit people who consider themselves to live a healthy lifestyle. Now, I don't mean running triathlons or like going to the gym every day. I just mean people who in general felt like they made healthy decisions, ate, you know, 4 or 5 healthy meals a week, cooked healthy, what else, right? Like exercised a couple times a week. That's what we recruited for. So our team picks up the phone, they find all these people. I'll never forget this one home. We go in there, and we recruited this woman specifically, right? Because she was healthy. And we go in there and I sit down with her at her dining room table, and it's breakfast time. So I'm watching her pour her cereal, and she's talking about how she likes to make healthy choices. And she's put her cereal's there, and it's a cereal with no sugar on it. And then she starts dumping sugar on the cereal as she's telling me that she makes healthy choices. Now, I want you to keep listening to this because I am not mocking her at all. I want you to hear the point I'm trying to make as we go through this. So I'm eating breakfast with her. She's dumping spoonfuls of sugar on her cereal and telling me how she makes healthy choices. And then we go and we take a tour of her kitchen. And in her kitchen, on the counter is a deep fryer that's used obviously all the time. And in the fridge is basically butter and Gatorade. And she's telling me how like she has healthy food in the fridge. So again, I share this with you not to mock her, but to say, wow, in that experience, I came to realize that how she saw herself as healthy and my definition of healthy were two very different things. And it wasn't about one being right or wrong, but in that silence, in me not talking and just looking at what was going on around me, not just to her words, but the environment that she was in, I started to really see the full picture. And that's where I was able to come up with ideas for products that would serve her. Had I just kept talking at her and talking at her about what healthy was from my perspective and what I thought healthy could be, I would have never gotten there. I would have never seen the innovation. Had I not shut up, and open my eyes to what was going on around me, not just her words, but her words and the environment and her actions, I would have never realized how to connect the dots to bring her something meaningful. And over again, this happened with these ethnographies that we did. There was another one where I was driving to work with a guy in his car. I was on the back of his car. It was a tiny little car. And he's talking about how he eats healthy before he gets to work so that he doesn't eat the junk at work. So we do what he does. We stop at a gas station and he gets like an Egg McMuffin type thing. It wasn't McDonald's, but you know what I mean. And that was his idea of healthy and how he says he makes time for breakfast, but his time in his mind is in the car, right? That's when he's making time. So it sounds like I'm talking in all these contradictions, doesn't it? But I'm hoping you see the point. Speak less, innovate more. Look at what's going on around you. Listen to not just people's words, but everything else, their body language, the environment, what's going on behind them, in front of them, right? Here's the challenge we face. We spend so much time putting our ideas out into the world, our thoughts out into the world, that we don't stop to take it in. It's human nature. And what those ethnographies taught me that day was that if I stop talking and really pay attention to what people are doing and their actions and their behaviors along with their words, I can actually drive so much more innovation. Because imagine for a moment, had I talked to those people on the phone and just listened to the words, or had I gone into their home, not paid attention to anything that I saw in their car, the homes, and just talked at them about what I thought health and what a new idea would have been for them, right? I would have failed miserably. The reason the products we put out to the market next were so successful isn't because me or anyone on my team was some genius. It's because we shut up and observed what was going on around us. We observed this woman's definition of health. And oh, by the way, I have no idea what her backstory is, but she probably came from a house where every cereal had like tons of sugar on it. And to her, adding a little sugar was a step up in health, right? This is not about judging what we see. It's about being quiet enough to hear, see, and experience the innovation that's happening all around us. So if I sound a little riled up about this, I am, because early this morning, I got off of a phone call with someone that was pushing ideas out, and they missed the mark because they didn't stop to take it in. There's a fine balance between getting our stuff out into the world, getting feedback, getting other people's opinions, and stopping and observing. So I think to drive more innovation, what my experience has been is you've got to, one, gather more, right? Spend more time on input. And number two, shut up and observe. There's so much powerful innovation in the observation, in looking at what's happening around us. Oftentimes when a company hires me to come in, whether that's a $10 million company or a $100 million company or a $1 billion company, the first part of my work, before we give everybody the assessment, before we start igniting innovation and driving those tools, the first part of my work is pure observation. I'm there to meet with people. I'm there to ask questions. I'm there to see what's going on around me. I'll never forget one client who brought me in. Their frustration was innovation is siloed. And because of that, we keep missing opportunities. We miss the opportunity to elevate the clients we have, to make them more value, right? More relationship, more money with them. We miss the opportunity for new clients because this person's over here and this person's over there. And I'll never forget, I walked in and I'm in the conference room first and they're telling me all this. And then we did a tour of their office. Their desks were set up in a way that really minimized any ability to connect with anyone else. And not just because they were in cubes with high walls, it was also how the cubes were laid out. It's hard for me to even explain, but I would have never really seen that and been able to come up with solutions for them that were going to work had I not observed. And I'm so thankful that I had that ethnography experience because, first of all, I love them. Like, how cool, how lucky am I that I got to go into all these people's homes and drive to work with them and experience their life with them? Like, that, to me, that's just a gift of meeting all these people and learning all these great things. But it also showed me the power of shutting up and the power of observing. All right, that's what I got for you today. I hope you learned a little something from it. And hey, if you haven't yet discovered all of our podcasts and all the incredible work that we do at Launch Street, I would really encourage you to go over to our website, gotolaunchstreet.com, G-O-T-O, launchstreet.com, and actually check it out. We've got the podcast. We've got the online academy, two of our clients' favorite things. I do work inside clients when people actually bring me in. So go check it out. I think you'll find something that speaks to you. All right. With that, Tamara out.